About 25 Sitkins attended last Wednesday's presentation by Trapline, the architectural firm developing preliminary plans for the Old City Shops. Most seemed glad to see a revised concept for the site that involves only two-story duplexes rather than the three-story multi-unit buildings originally envisioned. Still, area residents raised a number of concerns about access to the units, which will be on foot from two parking lots on either end of the site, the lack of plumbed-in connections for laundry in each unit, which may discourage future ownership, the shed roofs, a possible staircase linking the site to Mill Street and Edgecombe Drive, the squarish look of the buildings, which some audience members said recalled Soviet-era housing, and the landslide hazard, which has forced Trapline to squeeze the 25 units into the downtown end of the property. Following the Trapline presentation, the floor was open for questions and discussion. Affordable housing advocate Reber Stein, one of four assembly members present, defended the urban aesthetic of Trapline's design and took some heat of his own.
When people talk to me, they've expressed support for this because they see a connection with some of the urban villages in around Seattle.
This is not Seattle. This is
I understand, but on the other hand, this is what I've heard from other people, and they're just as supportive as this as you are against it.
Assemblymember Cheryl Westover pressed Trapline on the issue of laundry hookups if the units were to be marketable after 15 years. Heidi Raffelli tried to keep the meeting focused on Trapline's designs rather than on city policy, and Jack Osment quietly listened. The following day, Trapline architect Tim Whiteley and developer Hugh Gellert appeared on KCAW's morning interview. Gellert said he was not put off by the tough feedback from the Sitka audience.
One thing I like about working in Sitka is people don't hold back. There are no bashful people there. And we got a lot of ideas that I thought were very, very good ideas.
Gellert said the city's request for proposals suggested that public participation would play a big role in the development of the site. For instance, in response to public concerns about access to the units, Gellert suggested on the air that some of the duplexes could be combined into fourplexes, creating more green space and opening up sufficient room for an access road. On aesthetics, Gellert argued that one virtue of tax credit-funded affordable housing is that it allowed for architectural design. Architect Tim Whiteley said the buildings would not have the uniform Soviet appearance that concerned the neighborhood.
The material palette that we're looking at is, I call it a cement fiber siding. Hardy Plank is a proprietary name. That's probably the product we would use. It comes pre-finished in a lot of real wide variety of colors, and we would probably have the buildings be a different color scheme from each other so that it doesn't look like one development. It's more individual. So we would do that for siding, possibly a little metal siding in some areas as an accent only, and maybe areas that get heavy use, like near entryways.
Trapline will be back in Sitka before the assembly in May to try and win approval to move ahead on a 35% design for the development. A citizen initiative petition formerly calling for the repeal of the ordinance setting aside the Old City Shops property for affordable housing is still pending approval by the municipal attorney. Now in its fourth version, the initiative petition amends rather than repeals the relevant ordinance by including language that would require an ownership option at the site. In a phone interview following Wednesday's meeting, initiative sponsor and neighborhood activist Mary Magnuson said Trapline's proposal has been coming into line with the neighborhood's wishes. As long as the project remains two stories and a proposed staircase to Mill Street is eliminated, Magnuson says her group may drop the initiative. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.